Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night showdown with Buffalo.
Josh Allen, you faced him a few times in the past. What have you kind of learned from those matchups?
He's definitely a competitor. I would say, me and some of the guys were talking. We were talking about quarterbacks you hate playing the most, based off of who would be like closest to Lamar. How is he able to just keep a play going? The play is really never over. And then when he runs, he is a big dude. He can juke you, but he can run you over and keep running very easily. So, just a super tough quarterback to go against. But that's the biggest thing. If I had to put on one thing, is just the play's just never over.
Marlon, it seems like a lot of commentators around the NFL world are sort of treating this as the main event of the weekend. Everybody is excited to watch this. Do you enjoy being part of that, or do you sort of have to keep it narrower than that?
I can't really speak on the behalf of knowing the main event thing. Something I've realized is, as the playoffs go, our locker room TV usually sits on ESPN. But as the playoffs get smaller, there's only a couple teams to talk about. So we've kind of had to change some channels in the locker room. So we're missing. I'm not knowing as much of the main event, the media stuff, as much. I would definitely be lying if I didn't. I feel like this is a chance for who's going to win the MVP type thing. And I feel like on our side, on defense, we want to play well so our quarterback can get that praise, get that glory. We want him to go out and shine. But it's going to be a iconic event. I think I just saw a clip from Richard Sherman, and he was like, not that it's all about the quarterback, but it is essentially all about the quarterback. But he was saying, whoever comes out of this game will kind of be that next quarterback up, and whoever goes down. So it's I definitely think it'll be a huge game for the NFL, huge game for the fans. I think it'll be a very, very good day.
Well, you've watched Derrick Henry for a while. You've gone against him. Having him on your side for a game where it's going to be really cold, how big of an asset is that for a team to know that he's in the backfield on a cold night where running the ball can be really important?
Yeah, having him is huge. He's upset us in our stadium, and he also just put on a great performance with us. So I know it's no fun taking those hits because he usually brings the hit to you, to the defender. So it's great having him on the team. I think something that I've really been impressed with him, being with him in college, but seeing him, he's always a pretty locked in guy, but seeing the urgency he takes, the approach, just the locked in-ness that I've seen him over these past couple weeks, end of the season. It seems like he's locked in on a different level, and I think that's really helping keep the poise, keep the team. So I've really been impressed with just how he operates. I mean, he's a pro. He's been that all year, but seems like as we got closer to the postseason, finishing up some of those games and this past game, man, it seems like his poise, his locked in, this has kind of went to another level.
What's it like though when you had at times had to be on the other side of Derrick Henry? What's it like to try to tackle him?
He's moving a lot faster than what he looks. That's probably what really messes up the corners when he hits the edge. That messes up the linebackers. And then his arms are – he is a specimen of a build, of a speed. You kind of think you can tackle him, and sometimes it works, but if he – stiff arms you, it's just different. I mean, he's definitely one of one, but I think the visual and what's actually happening doesn't really match up. It's like, oh, I have a perfect angle, then he gets around you, or it's like, oh, I can tackle him right here, and then not to get on my guy Minka was right there. It was looking all good, and then just out of nowhere, just a stiff arm to the face, and it's a strong, it's more of a punch. Honestly, probably should be Mike should be illegal, honestly, because it's really a punch almost. But, you know, if he's on my team, it's good. If it's against me, I want it to be illegal. But it he's just different. So I know the Bills will have their hands. It'll be tough.
Marlon, obviously, you guys were viewing week four when you played the Bills. What really stood out that you guys did well as a defense? And as a veteran player, when you have a rematch 3 months later, how do you try to approach that and even maybe vocalize talking with younger players to not be overconfident or assume that it's going to go the same way that it did in week four?
Yeah, for us and them, it seems like all their best numbers came, you know, after that game. As far as them offensively, and then for us, you know, we've moved around a lot of pieces as well on defense. So I feel like it's, you know, and that seems so long ago. I mean, we had to really look back and see even what we did, what they did. But it's definitely a different on both sides. So we haven't really watched too much as a team tape of that game, just because they've done so many things different. Added Coop, got some guys back on the defensive side. So it's just such a different – that was actually a game on defense. We actually were able to play decently well. But some of the changes that we made since then, it's kind of some of the calls that we've changed. We kind of feel like we have a different identity ourselves. So it kind of seems like pretty fresh, being that it was just so long ago. So there really isn't much, you know, comparison really to that week four game.
Marlon, how do you handle cold weather games like what you're going to get?
I am thinking of the last time we were in Buffalo, or maybe the playoffs in Buffalo. I don't really handle it too different. I remember Marcus Peters was on the team at that time, and, you know, we have the heaters on the sideline. And, you know, you can look up and see the timeout clock. It usually starts at, like, 2 minutes. Then it goes all the way down, and the ref will give the, you know, 10 seconds mark. And Marcus Peters will still be on the sidelines by the heater, so – that is not how I will handle it, but I will stay on the – I might stay on the sideline a little longer with the heater, but I will cut it a lot closer than the 10-second mark. I'm more of a 30-second guy, but really, really no different. I've always wanted to play in, like, 3 feet of snow to where all they can do is run the ball. It will not be that snowy, but really no different. I know they're very used to the cold, but, I mean, it gets cold enough in Baltimore, so I don't think it'll be much different.
Coldest home game in team history. You warmed up without a shirt. Are we
going to
see that in Buffalo?
There's a possibility if my mom doesn't, you know, get too mad at me and tell me I'm gonna get sick and get pneumonia and everything. But that was a cold game. I do remember that one. But no, I'm excited to go to Buffalo. I know their fans, it'll be crazy in there. So it's kind of a football player's dream to be in a tough environment. You know, really crazy, prideful fans, and I'm sure the flock will bring whoever can make the trip, and we'll appreciate all that can come.
Thank you, Marlon.
Thank you.